The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
With the All-Ireland Hurling Final, with the last day of the golf, and of course with the World Cup Final later tonight. I'm joined by two people this week. John Duggan, who'll be presenting Off the Ball Sunday for, I don't know how many hours, John?
Six, Pat.
6 hours, okay. And Tommy Rooney, who's Off the Ball's GAA correspondent. Good morning and welcome to you both. Tommy, first of all, it's Limerick and Galway, and the bookies say Limerick. What say you?
Morning, Pat. Morning, John. I've learned this summer, Pat, that predictions are a fool's game. It really is in this summer. There's been upsets, there's been shocks. It's been very hard to get a real read on form in both hurling and football. And I don't know whether that's in football, maybe the rules have maybe made it more of a leveler. In hurling, maybe a couple of teams have come back to the pack and a few others have joined them. On paper, that Limerick 1-15 and you look at their bench 23-26 and I've all the All-Ireland titles and All-Stars clocked up. It's frightening. But Galway, this Galway team, this Galway group, they've been on a journey. They have a very particular game plan. You know, when the ball is thrown in, you'll see one Galway forward staying up, Jason Rabbit, 19 years old, and five more flooding back. Ala Donegal may be back in 2011 or 2010. So it's going to be a very interesting game, and I think it's going to go down to the wire. Yes, Limerick are favourites, rightfully so, but Galway have a right chance.
Is that a sceptical look I see on John Duggan's face?
Not at all, Tommy and Pat. This is just a magical day in Irish life. There's no other country in the world that is hurling, and no other country in the world is going to have 82,000 people there at Croke Park today for half three throw-in. It just puts a shiver down my spine, the hurling final. It is just such a beautiful game, and it's just sad for me that this is the last game of the season at intercounty level. Like Limerick have won 18 out of 19 finals John Colley's been involved in, and the only one they lost was on penalties. They have an incredible record. They've been the generational team since Kilkenny were on the scene. It feels for some of the players that this could be it. And they have a resilience that is so admirable. And they are the physical, the team, they've got the team with the with just the magical hurlers like Keelan Lynch as well and the power as well. So,
but it does wax and wane in hurling. Great Kilkenny teams that we thought would never be levelled.
And Galway, strangely enough, haven't won that many All-Irelands. They've only won five. So Micheál Donoghue has the once again, but like John Kiley, he's got the best out of these Galway players. And their record in the championship this year is interesting. They've beaten Kilkenny by 15, Dublin by 14, and the second time around, and then Cork by 11. So maybe there could be a changing of the guard today. I find it very hard to call. I just hope it's a great game and both teams do themselves justice.
Sam Maguire and Liam McCarthy don't like crossing water. They don't go across the Shannon very often. But Mayo and Galway,
yes,
they're two big underdogs. They're two brilliantly followed sides. They have a chance. And that's all you need in a final. You have a chance. It's a 50-50 game. Anything can happen. And if I was decked out in maroon and white today, I would have a very quiet confidence about today.
And a heat wave in Croke Park. What more could you ask for?
Well, technically, Pat, I think it's under a heat wave, isn't it? Isn't it 0.4 degrees under
heat? Yeah, I mean, they're talking about a high of 26 somewhere in the country today. I don't know whether that'll be in Croke or not. I know you watched the bronze match last night between England and France.
Pretty wild game of football. I wonder, did it make English fans feel worse about the manner in which they capitulated against the Argentinians the week beforehand when they played this swashbuckling?
But then the French started to show up in the second half. It was 4-0 down at half time, and then the French started to show up, and we really had a game on our hands until maybe the last moment when Bellingham managed to score.
It was wild, Pat, wasn't it? It was exhibition stuff.
It was fun, absolutely. Especially when you had no skin in the game. I didn't have any skin in the game. Because I had France in the sweep, but they were not going to win.
I had England in the sweep, so I'm
counting my I didn't mind
losses the other day.
All right, John, tonight then the big final, something to savour, I think, tonight.
Well, they only met once in the World Cup before, 1966, Spain and Argentina, and this is the meeting of the European champions and the champions of South America, the world champions. It is the emotion of Argentina doing it one last time for Lionel Messi, arguably the greatest player to ever play football at 39 years of age, versus the beautiful metronomic way that Spain play with Rodri and Ruiz and Olmo, and they've only won the World Cup once. But it's interesting, you've got two, you're not going to have a first-time winner, and you're also, once again, you're going to have no foreign manager winning the World Cup. It'll be Scaloni or De La Fuente. Yep. They both come through the system in Spain and Argentina, and that's very interesting. So I can't wait for New Jersey, 8 o'clock kickoff, Trump, Infantino, all the circus around it, but hopefully the football, which I think has been the case over the last 5 weeks, has been the winner.
Yeah, on balance, we all were skeptical about, you know, the World Mexico, Cup, Canada, USA.
The colour and the joy of humanity and the best of life washes away the bad stuff. And that's what we've seen.
Are you a golfer, Tommy?
Oh, I'm a bad golfer.
Like myself,
I do love it.
At least you are a golfer. I don't play golf.
Were you following the scandal, the DeChambeau scandal?
I was, of course. I love hearing Rory and Bryson sniping at each other.
Yeah, maybe John, you'd explain what happened because it's a bit tricky. It's about the rules.
Yes, I don't know how much time we have, but Bryson DeChambeau got a 2-shot penalty for improving his lie,
and he deserved it.
And the RNA, the ruling body, said it was inadvertent, it was accidental. But Bryson threw a strap, was threatening maybe not to turn up yesterday, and feeding into the reputation that he might have for being quite an animation.
Yeah, he
character.
Did trample on.
Yeah, look, I don't think there's any. It's his reaction is the issue. It's his reaction, yeah. Which is not really the golfing reaction, which is all a game of rules and etiquette. And then, you know, remember Rory McIlroy, the washing machine, when he on the Jerry Kelly show, he literally threw Bryson DeChambeau into the washing machine yesterday with talking about keeping the game.
He was giving out about him keeping everybody late.
Hostage,
they were in the
hostage
players,
was the word.
Hostage, yeah. They were in the players' lounge looking at this.
Not fond of Bryson.
I'm not here to defend Bryson.
It's all performative. It is just, can anybody tell us who's actually leading the Open Championship?
Sam Burns.
There you go. So, but this is now actually taken over. And then the culture wars, Trump getting involved. The world has gone mad. And I just can't wait for these two finals today to put it right.
I'm surprised Trump didn't get involved and reverse the 2-shot penalty to Bryson, given it last week.
Doesn't have enough clout.
Yeah.
No, the RNA doesn't.
No.
Even if he has a couple of golf courses under. Does he have any under them? He does, of course.
He's got Turnberry, yeah.
Turnberry, yeah.
Which they're trying to get back to the open road, yeah.
Okay, but what happened anyway was that he improved his lie by basically trampling around the ball.
The fescue, it's called,
and therefore, when he was selecting his club, it probably was a different club than he would have if he had to hack it out.
It's something me and you might get away with if we were playing, but you know, our friends might let it go.
Well, you definitely would, because the cameras wouldn't be on you.
Exactly.
And Trump would get away with it because his Secret Service fellow would drop another ball.
There's a book on Trump and golf, but yeah. Actually, who's going to win it? Sam Burns. But you see, Bryson, if Bryson loses by a shot,
he will claim he's the theoretical
champion.
Yeah, but that whole question of Rory throwing him under the bus, I mean, it was interesting. He more or less said, you know, he said he didn't cheat, or they said he didn't cheat, but it was quite clear that Rory believed, you know, that.
Well, Rory said he didn't know what was in Bryson's mind. But it's Rory McIlroy, you'll never need Tommy or myself a one-to-one world exclusive with Rory, because literally everything he says every single week is gold for media. That's why he's the face of the sport, and he's the transformative figure, and he is golf after Woods.
So your program this afternoon, John?
Yeah, Tommy's at Croke Park with Tommy Welch. Kilkenny
You're heading
legend.
There shortly, I believe.
Yes, for all the updates and all the build-up. We have the pay-per-view as well, Vincent Hogan and Roy Curses to build up to the day, and Keith Tracy's in after 6 o'clock when we have all the hurling reactions. Action building up to the World Cup final. This is probably the greatest day. There was June the 17th, 1994 was one of the most incident-packed days in world sport, but this is one of with O.J. Simpson and everything, but this is one of the greatest days ever.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.